This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. It's a great honor to...
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Next on News for the Soul, Healing from the Heart with Linda Helms. Linda Helms is a gifted energy intuitive and certified practitioner of an advanced energy healing technique called Simply Align, which clears blocks in the body's energy systems. The healing works on all levels, and all of you listening in this hour have the opportunity to receive this healing now. Please welcome back Linda Helms to News for the Soul.
Hello, everyone. Linda Helms here. Happy to be with you, and thanks for joining me today. I have a really special topic that I want to talk with you today about and provide healing energy. And it has to do with healing that critical voice, that little voice that says, you know, you didn't do that well enough, or I can't believe you did that, or blah, blah, blah. It's not good enough. And it's very destructive. It doesn't help us feel better. And it's one of the lowest forms of motivation. When you have something negative, it's, we're motivated to avoid it, instead of inspired to say, oh, let me be the best that I can be. I'm a seed of potential and doing great things. So, yes, so we're going after it and to get ourselves in a better place so that we're at peace. And when critical words either come to us from inside of us, that we say things to ourselves, and it's not always, sometimes it's not helpful. And then also people, the external friends and family say things to us that can be critical. And sometimes it's helpful to hear. We need to hear certain things. Yet other times it can be destructive. And that's where I'm going for today, that these destructive, critical words that are not helpful, they're low frequency vibration, that want to be able to, if it happens, they just roll off and don't affect us. That we hear what's said, we acknowledge it, and also to attract words of affirmation, encouragement, attract words of love, that if things need to be said, that they're said with love. I know from experience that if I need to give my husband feedback about something, that if I say it with love, everything's fine. And other times, if I'm not in awareness and it just comes out of my mouth, like it doesn't go so well. So yes, we want to be in the energy of love, joy, peace. Yes, health. This affects our health because it affects different aspects of our body. So anyway, I'm rambling. We'll get started here. I always like to tell a story at the beginning, and this one's very recent. It just happened. That some of you may know, I'll share this, that my son passed away last year. He was 25 years old, he was my only child, and it was very devastating. So it took us a while, mostly me, to get around to the point where I could do something to have some sort of celebration. So it was this past weekend, we had the celebration of life, and it was a two-day event. The first on Saturday was more of an open house for all the family that had come in from out of town, that it was the first time I'd seen them in person since my son passed. And I knew it was important for me to be able to cry and give him a hug and a kiss and to have a conversation before Sunday, which was the celebration of life. So huge event at my home. And with a lot of people, it was 30 during the day and then 35 in the evening. So a lot of food got served. Everything went beautiful. I have a whole bunch of family. They all helped out. They pitched in. It went great. And then on Sunday, we had the celebration of life, and it was really special. We had a couple of tables set up that had memorabilia for my son that shared a little bit about who he was and his interests. So, for example, he was a Boy Scout. He loved sailing. He loved scuba diving. different things like that. So we have like a scuba diving car. It's his favorite scuba shirt, scuba t-shirt, favorite sailing t-shirt, his sailing gloves, like fun things like that, just to bring it to life, that who he was. So that was really special. And then we had the slides, pictures of him through his life, and a beautiful welcome table. My sister-in-law had this beautiful chalkboard of a sailboat going off into the sunset. And she arranged everything. So everything's artistic. So we're in a pavilion at a marina. So it's a beautiful setting. We're on a bluff overlooking the harbor. It's a beautiful day. People show up. The food was phenomenal. The speeches were just so gut-wrenching. And so there was so much love there. Phenomenal day. I got so many compliments on what a great day it was. And here's what I wanted to share, and this has to do with the critical voice, is that I gave my speech, and when I was finished, I was happy with the information. I just wish I had taken more time to practice. I was emotional, and there was a lot of stops and starts. And anyway, and my husband, he doesn't, no compliments or acknowledgement for these 2 days, these two huge days. It's his son, too. His only son, his only child. The one thing he says to me is he criticizes me on the content of my speech for the celebration of life. And I couldn't believe it. So I'm driving home. It's all done. Everything is cleared up. And what do I think about? What keeps going on? What little tape keeps on playing in my head? This, oh my goodness, I wish I had done better on my speech. And oh my goodness, I can't believe. And of all the things my husband had to say, there was nothing positive. He had this one criticism. So I've worked on this before for me. So I did better this time because in my mind, I'm talking to myself saying, that's just his opinion. And it doesn't mean that it's the truth. It's just how he views what the information is. And the same thing with me, that just because I was wishing that I had given it more practice. The truth is I did my absolute, absolute, absolute best that I could have at that time. And if I could have done better, or if I had taken more time to practice, which time just kept on slipping away because there were so many other things going on, the outcome would have been different. Yet there's still this little voice. So I'm starting to clear. That's my story. We're going after this little voice that, despite all the good things that happen, that the focus is on these things that we wish we could have been better, been different. And, yeah, we're going to go for it today. So I'm starting to yawn again. I want to give you a little background for the healing before we start. You hear me yawning now, so we're going to be using the breath. There's actually a whole lot more going on in the background. Just all kind of stuff. We have a healing, my healing team is here. You all have healing teams. And there's all kind of support from the divine to help us release old feelings, old beliefs, old traumas that are hidden in different parts of our body. And we're going to replace them with, I love using I am affirmations. I'm whole, I'm healed, I'm balanced. Any kind of I am, and that for what we want to create. And also we'll be sending healing energy to different parts of your body. And I just ask you to trust that it's hard to imagine that this could be as easy as it is. Before it was called Simply Aligned, I don't want to say the owner, the creator of the modality that used to be called Simply Healed. And to me, that's the truth, that we've set an intention of what it is that we want to heal. And we go after it. We do this work and healing comes. And the healing, could be big or small. So when we start doing the work, I'm going to ask you to breathe with me. We're going to breathe in this beautiful white light coming from source, coming from heaven. Breathing it in on the inhale, and whatever doesn't serve us, it gets released on the exhale. It's that easy, that easy. And once we finish doing all the work, I'll do a dedication. And generally people report feeling lighter, they're free. And it takes about a week for the full effects of the healing to be felt. Yeah, usually after one of these sessions, I feel awesome. Even if I'm the practitioner giving it, I feel awesome. I just love doing the spiritual work. And yeah, generally people feel lighter and brighter. It's still clearing. Ooh, I invite you to get settled. I like to have a glass of water to make sure I'm hydrated. I'm actually going to get a drink now, so I want to encourage you to get some water if you need some. It helps the energy flow. Sometimes I like to take notes that if there's a special affirmation that I want to remember, that I'm like, oh my goodness, that is for me. That's what I want to create. And to create kind of a mantra out of it. Sometimes I like to have pen and paper. Remember the affirmations. Sometimes it's easier just to listen and just let the energy flow over you. And I invite you to get settled wherever you're at. What happens is I'm here to work. I'm here to serve. And my body just starts doing it. It's in alignment with what I want to do. And I'm not even sure what I'm clearing. I do trust. I do know that I've done this before with clients one-on-one, and they're like, oh, yes, I don't know what released. I feel better. It was just trusting here. So anyway, I invite you to get comfortable. I personally like to sit up really straight and have my feet on the ground. The reason for the straight spine is so it's really easy for the energy to flow, for it's easy for the energy from source to come in the crown, flow through the body, go out through the feet. And same thing, healing energy from the earth to come up through the feet and move up through your body. However, some people like to recline. Some people like to lay flat in bed. So whatever works best for you, please get comfortable. And we're going to do a little bit of breathing now to get grounded. One of the other things I like to do to help with grounding, put my right hand over my heart chakra. So right in the middle of your, on your chest and the center, right at the heart level with the right hand, and then place your left hand on your solar plexus. So right above the belly button and below the sternum, right in the middle. And let's take a few deep breaths here. And I invite you to notice if there's some place in your body that's specifically tight or feeling discomfort. And now I want to ask to take care and have a long exhale. So I like to do a breath in for a count of four and an exhale for a count of eight. That feels really good. And I'm going to ask you to notice, to allow an intention to arise up on something that related to criticism that's been bugging you, either a person or a situation or a certain set of words, to notice if there's something specific around this critical voice that you especially want to release and heal. So it's either your voice, somebody else's voice, it could be childhood stuff. To allow an intention to rise up of something specific, either event, person, or specific words that were spoken that you would like to heal. Continue with the deep breathing, four in and then eight out. Everybody has an intention, and if you don't worry. So still a bunch of good healing energy we're going to be sending. I'm going to be sending with to you along with my team. Yeah, I expect good things. Actually, I'm hearing expect a miracle. I love that. So my osteopath that I go to, he has these little cards, you know, like business cards, and it has a beautiful watery scene, and it says expect a miracle. Yeah, expect a miracle. Set an intention on top of what it is that you want to have healed to expect a miracle. Ah, now we can start. All right, so I'm going to settle in here and ask the energy. I have a bunch of notes where specifically I need to start. All right, the first thing I want to release with you is confusion. And this is confusion. Maybe confusion about me. Confusion related to the criticism. Give it a breath. And releasing confusion. Beautiful. Sometimes when people say things, my response might be, oh my gosh, maybe it's true. And then we go the next step. Maybe I'm a horrible person, or maybe I'm really defective. Let's release that. Releasing, I might be defective. And releasing, I might be a horrible person. And I want to plug in that each of us has done things that we regret. However, that doesn't define us, that we're all learning and growing. And at the time, we were doing the best that we could. And to take those incidences where we did something we've regretted and consider it a learning experience, and that we can choose differently the next time. Yeah, I choose different the next time. And if there was harm caused by our actions, that we can make it right. Breathing it in. And then I'm going to say it in a more of a I am affirmation. I am making it right. And what I'm hearing is that sometimes things are so far gone that we can't make it right. The deal is done. And I can say that with my son, that he's passed. However, we can have peace around the event, peace around the individual. Liking in for each of us the energy of peace. Releasing regret. A big breath. And the other thing I'm sensing is deep blame, blaming ourselves for like being an idiot. Release the blame. And I want to explain that why this is important. So when we say stay stuck in these negative, it's one thing to feel a negative feeling like anger or hate or any, there's a whole list of negative feelings. It's when we stay stuck in those feelings, it creates disease. And we hold our feelings. When I was young, I just thought, oh, we have feelings in our heart and we have feelings somehow in our brain that has the memories. And the truth is we hold feelings and old events all over our body. So it could be in one of your vertebrae, like C3, C4, C5, holding regret and blame there and criticism there. Keep that a breath and release. Could be in your liver. Give that a breath and release. These are just examples, but it feels like it really happened for some people. So when we release these negatives, it sets us free to hold more light, and it makes it so that we can choose differently, so we can be in self-awareness that we've learned our lesson and we don't have to do it again. And one of the things that I'm learning even more deeply is that we're eternal beings. I've been learning this with my son, that I've made mistakes as with how I was a mother and how I was a wife and how my husband and I worked together as a team. And I'm beating myself up saying, like, I lost, like, he's gone. I can't go back. Yet the truth is that we have this earthly experience, and at some point we get another shot having earthly experiences, and I can choose differently. And if my husband turns out to be my husband again and another life, I'd be able to do it differently, and especially if our son comes back or if, anyway, it's a different combination, like who knows, but I can choose differently the next time, that I choose to retain the lesson my soul has learned, and that we are eternal beings. And that there's also, yeah, the energy of forgiveness is what's coming up. So let's plug in, connect to the energy of forgiveness. Big breath. Beautiful. That felt really good. I want to breathe it in again. Deep, deep forgiveness of ourselves. Think to the ability to forgive others. Breathe that in. And connecting to that we're worthy of forgiveness. Breathe it in. We deserve forgiveness. I'm hearing a little voice that's saying, I need to be punished for life, for the wickedness, for what I've done. We can always choose differently, to live our life in the light. That was a big affirmation. I'm writing this one down. I choose to live my life in the light. I choose to live my life in the light. All right, so we're going to switch gears here. Releasing the sting from the words of criticism. Releasing the sting. Let's give it a breath and release. Let's release the energy of betrayal. A lot of times the worst criticism, the worst critical words comes from the people we love the most. And we think they love us, and then they say these very hurtful things. Release the energy of betrayal. Deep breath. And release. Releasing the hurt that, you know, there's that old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. It's not true. Words can be very hurtful. Let's release the hurt. This is in our hearts. Give it a breath and releasing the hurt. Really good. And I'm in our heart right now. This is for all the people on the call and even for people that listen to the replay. There's deep hurt. Oh, their ancestors. So many of us have ancestors that were deeply hurt. And what happens, it gets into the emotional DNA and it gets passed down through the bloodlines. So let's release this emotional hurt from critical words that are passed down on your father's side. So let's give it a breath and release the bloodline. Big breath. Big release. And again, and now we're going to bear it on the bloodline on your mother's side. Okay, big breath, releasing the hurt from the stinging words, criticism. Yeah, what I heard the ancestors saying is they thought they were being helpful, like to correct children. Yeah, I know we have to correct our children. Yeah, it's how we deliver it, and it's not about the person, it's about some behavior. So, we all do the best we can. We're works in progress. Okay, where do we go next? One of the things that I've learned is that when we feel good about ourselves, when our self-esteem is high, when we feel confident, that people can say whatever they want to say and it doesn't affect us because we already like ourselves, we already feel good about ourselves. So we're going to do a few affirmations related to that. Hey. I recognize my value. Oh, that's a big one. And then I'm going to corollary. I'm connected to my value. Okay, let's breathe that in. I am connected to my value. That was huge. That was huge. Good work, everyone. I honor myself. Let's breathe it in. And there's some ancestors coming up. Okay. On the father's side, let's clear the bloodline where they did not honor themselves. Give it a breath and release. Yeah, what I'm hearing is a couple of things. One is, remember how kids were to be seen and not heard? So if you're not speaking, it means you're not saying, oh, look what I did. And also the other thing I'm picking up is that belief system of humbleness. What happens is if we wait for other people to honor ourselves, we give away our power. We put other people in control, and other people don't always show up, and they don't always see our gifts and talents. Yeah, so just for each of us, we're connected to our power. We're connected to our personal power. I'm connected to my personal power. Feels good. In general, but I'm picking up. There's something in the heart. So let me pause here. It's an emotion. It's an event. Childhood. Okay, so this is a group call. So there's a good likelihood all of us have something that happened in childhood that we gave up our power. Yeah, mom and dad are in charge, or maybe, yeah, who knows what sort of household you have. Releasing this event that happened in childhood helped the belief get created that we're not able to honor ourselves. Give it a breath. different images just flash through my eyes. Yeah, so just before my eyes. So just trusting, breathing in and releasing the emotion around the event, that you're worthy of honor. Okay, because this is the one thing is we honor ourselves, the other is other people honor us. I'm going to switch gears. So the affirmation is, I am honored. Breathe it in. More ancestors on that. Give it a breath. And then for each of us, we're worthy of honor. Breathe it in. And we deserve honor. So I know I can share that I didn't have parents that said, oh, you have a special gift for that. Or, oh, I love being with you. Or, oh, you are a joy to have in the family. Or any of the ways that I contributed as a daughter and a sister. It didn't show up for me. Well, actually, it did when I was in college. But when it showed up, like my mother was sending me little cards, I didn't believe it. I was wired from childhood to, children are funny that if things don't show up for us, we assume that it's because we didn't deserve it, and that's not our truth. Okay, let's breathe that and release the belief that if it didn't show up for me, I wasn't deserving of it. Yeah, the truth is our parents were doing the best that they could given who they were, the families they came from. And many of our parents were broken people in their own way. Yeah, just doing their best to get through. Okay, so I hope you guys are embracing this affirmation. I'm honored. I honor myself. I'm worthy and deserving of honor. I'm worthy and deserving of honor from others. Good work. It's holding when I muscle test. All right. That feels good. All right, I'm going to take a pause here and ask where we go next. Timeline. All right, timeline's coming up. So this is, I have an individual client. I ask what ages something needs to be cleared. For all of us, I'm going to ask in general, birth. Birth energy is a big deal, that it sets things in motion, that we've just arrived. Oh, the lack of honor, dishonored. So let's give it a breath and clear whatever happened at our birth related to if we were honored, dishonored, lack of honor, whatever happened or didn't happen. Let's give it a breath and release the any negative energy around our birth related to being honored. Big breath. Beautiful. And I want to plug in a few affirmations that as a baby, as a newborn baby, we're deserving of honor. Breathe it in. Anything else? Love. Sending love to each of you as a newborn baby. This is divine love wrapping you. And like it's like swaddling each of you in divine energy of deep divine love. Wow, that's beautiful. What I saw is, you know, in some of the pictures of Christ at his birth, they have him, like there's all these beams of light radiating out from him. And that's what I'm seeing with each of you at your birth. That you're full of life. So we're sending this energy back to you as a newborn. And I know it sounds kind of crazy, like how can this healing energy work that you're whatever age you are now? And the truth is, all of our ages are with us. Whatever happened from our conception is with us in our body. stored someplace, and even our future, what I'm learning, is stored someplace in our body. Beautiful. Yeah, allow the healing. Beautiful. Yeah, the whole, yeah, our goal here is to heal this critical voice. But if you, yeah, with the honoring yourself, a few more affirmations here. I'm high self-esteem. Let's plug that in. And this was a great one. I just want to take a moment and explain a little bit more about affirmations. You may be saying, but I'm not high self-esteem. This is what we want to create. This is what we want to be. And when we embrace the affirmation and think it and say it and speak it, that's what we will create. That's what we will attract, because it's in our energy field. But yeah, that's why we're doing these affirmations. I'm high self-esteem. And the cool thing is that it's not like we have to have a game plan. Like, I'm very organized sometimes, you know, where you say, oh, like I'm going to lose weight. Like first I'm going to like go out and buy a whole bunch of healthy food. Then I'm going to start going to the gym again. I'm going to start going to bed at 10 o'clock at night. Like a whole list of things that we can do to make it better. So the same thing for the I'm high self-esteem, that you might say, well, how do you get there? That when we hold that energy, we will attract the answers and we'll attract the healing to ourselves. I'm high self-esteem. So there's some ancestors energy on this for each of us. So paternal, clearing the bloodline for the ancestors that came before us that struggled with their self-esteem. Let's clear it. Big breath. So this is all the way back to where it started. So it could be 200 years ago, 300, 500, 1,000 years ago, wherever it started. And that person, clearing the whole bloodline all the way down to you. And then if you have children and your children's children, it extends beyond. It keeps on going. It's a really deep clearing. Yep. Okay, that was the father side. Let's do the mother side of the family. Clearing the bloodline. Big breath. Beautiful. Do we need to do it? Beautiful. They were showing me stories there, and I just asked them to clear it. And they said, nope, doing great. Keep on going. With the affirmations. Any more releases? No, it's about the affirmation. Okay. What other affirmations before we go? This has to do with, remember I was talking about earlier that there's sometimes the critical voice comes from within. So we're going to be, we're attracting high self-esteem. We're honoring ourselves. And then sometimes the healing voice comes from without. It could be our husband, our partner, whoever, our mother, our father. So what I want to plug in is the affirmation. I'm attracting words of kindness. Oh, my heart's hurting. It's from old stuff. Let's give it a breath and release whatever's in the heart, this old hurt. I'm attracting words of love. I'm attracting words of affirmation. And what I mean by that is somebody noticing when we did something well. And, yeah, they call it out. And it's affirming. It's reinforcing. Like, sometimes we do really great things and nobody says something like, how do we know it was great? Like, how do we know? Like, is there an inner knowing? Like, there probably is. Still learning that. I'm attracting words of affirmation. Breathing it in. Oh, that went deeper. Beautiful. I'm attracting words of validation. Let's breathe it in. Somebody to validate it, that yes, I'm a good singer. Yes, that. I'm good at whatever I do. And this is for each of you. Yes, that you're attracting words of validation. Okay, anything else? What's coming up is some old trauma. But there's something that's hanging around. Let's give it a breath and release. And blame. There's some old blame. Let's release it. And what I'm sensing, it's giving and receiving. People blaming us. And then we receive criticism with it. Let's release the energy of blame. And I'm switching gears here. What's coming to me is this beautiful vortex above each of our heads is opening up. It looks like a mini tornado, but it's not a tornado. It's just a beautiful vortex above our heads. It's this beautiful energy from above that's dropping in. It's from source, from God, from universal energy, whatever your spiritual framework is. Dropping in through the top of our head, dropping in through the crown chakra. Breathe it in and allow it. And what I'm getting is denial of service. I want to release that. You are worthy and deserving of divine healing. Beautiful. And now the tip is dropping into the sixth chakra. Breathe it in, accept it. That you're worthy and deserving of seeing yourself whole and healed. And now the vortex, the bottom tip is dropping into the fifth chakra. For each of us, I am the creator of my life. Oh, that's big, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And dropping into the heart. The affirmation is, I am loved. Breathe it in. I am loved beyond all measure. I receive this love now. Ooh, that was a big one. I receive this love now. Beautiful. And actually, it's dropping one more down into the third chakra so that we are in our power. We are high self-esteem. We honor ourselves. We validate ourselves. We affirm ourselves. We stand in our power. We are attracting others who honor us. We're attracting others who validate us, seeing others who see our value. Beautiful. Yeah, we're like magnets. Anything else? Love. Sending love to the third chakra. And right around that same area, there's the core star. So it's our soul sending love to the core star. Yeah, I see this beautiful golden ball of energy setting up for each of us, your solar plexus. Yes, that you're strong, you're well able. You are high self-esteem. Yes. You're able to hold your shoulders back, chest out, your truth. Yes, you are loved. Speak words of kindness to yourself. And you're receiving words of kindness from others. Beautiful. Oh my gosh. Beautiful work, everyone. I'm going to start wrapping up here. So we talked about, we did a bunch of releasing about, or to release the stuff around the internal critical voice, the external critical voice, and we're now connected to creating honor, validation, respect, recognition, words of love, words of kindness for ourselves and from others. Beautiful work, everyone. There's even more going on. I see all these figure eights in different directions for each of you. Yeah, beautiful work. The work. So the energy's on board. Drink lots of water today. I said earlier, it takes a week for the full effects. I usually feel different within the first 24 hours. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was the best thing ever. I'm so glad I did this work. So just notice, and then I especially want to encourage you to notice a week from now the intention that you set earlier to next Thursday, check in with yourself and see where you're at and see if you're feeling better about it and if there's some peace and, yeah, that you're able to feel peace and to reframe that in your mind and you just feel free. Yes. All right. Dedicating the work in the session to all the listeners. Big breath in. The listeners allow this work, receive the work, they accept the work. And any negative thoughts, feelings, or emotions that we didn't address directly, replacing them with light, love, and forgiveness. Big breath. You all look amazing. So it's been my joy to be with you today. I love you all. And if you want to know a little bit more about me, Linda Helm, Healing from the Heart, from my heart to your heart, and really I tap into the heart of God. It's the healings from source. I'm the in-between, the facilitator. That I have a beautiful profile page on News for the Soul where you can learn a little bit more about me. It has a link to my website and you can learn even more about me. And I'm also available for, I love working with clients directly. I can do Zoom calls, telephone calls, or if you're in the area, I'd love to meet you in person. And there's so many benefits of doing an individual session. What I love is I like to have a picture, more of the why, like what happened when I was a child that created this like belief system. So there's more learning. The ancestors show up. So when it's a personal session, you get to learn who the ancestor is. They're 8 generations back or 4 generations back. And if it's recent, that sometimes people have a knowing and they'll say, oh yeah, that was the story that they had. They came over on the boat and they struggled with alcoholism or whatever it is. It shows up through the energy. And all the affirmations are customized personally for exactly what you need. That I have the gift of viewing the energy fields. And my healing team talks to me and help and guides and directs. And they'll say, you know what, go here. That this would help them a lot. And I just did a session yesterday, and she said, how did you know that? Well, I didn't know that. It was the energy. And it happened actually a couple of times. And, yeah, she said, we were just talking about that. Or, yeah, the baby has butterflies, like we were talking about a cocoon. So anyway, yeah, a lot of value in doing this personal work. And the benefit is what we get is the more we let go of our stuff, we can hold more light. And as we hold more light, it's easier to create, it's easier to manifest, it's easier to see the good in others, it's easier to welcome in the fifth dimensional world, it's easier to be at peace, actually. That's the bottom line, that we all want to be at peace. So again, Linda Helms, Healing from the Heart, my heart to your heart, from the heart of God. I'm here every Thursday, first and third Thursday of the month. Yeah, this is the third Thursday. This is a 5 month, means 5 weeks. So I'll be back Thursday, July 7th, Thursday of the month, right here, 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time. And, yeah, we're all done for today. Anyway, again, it's been a joy. I wish you well. I send you much love. May it go well and be well. Goodbye for now, and I'll see you next month. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.